it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, after September 11, 2001, an unconstitutional agency, as I said, called the Department of Homeland Security, along with the TSA, were created. First, it was found that it was stacked with Muslims that were, in fact, terror-tied. And to prove the point, let me give you a couple of examples. Concerning these Sharia advisors appointed to high security positions in the Homeland Security. First off, we have Arif Alakhan, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the United States Department of Homeland Security. Then we have Mohammed Alabari. He's a Homeland Security advisor. How does this make sense? I mean, after all, we were told for 18 years by the mainstream media and politicians that the Muslims were, in fact, the ones responsible for taking down the two towers in New York. Since then, we now found out that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, came out with 72 definitions of what defines a terrorist. Friends, you might want to take a minute and listen to the definitions as to who the terrorists are, according again to the Homeland Security. Now, the ones that I'm about to name are considered to be extremists and or potential terrorists in official U.S. government documents. Those that talk about individual liberties. Those that advocate for states' rights. Those that want to make the world a better place. The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Those that are interested in defeating the communists. Those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interest of all nations. Anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. Anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. Those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals. Anti-homosexual. Anti-immigrant. Anti-Muslim. The Patriot Movement. Opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians. Members of the Family Research Council, members of the American Family Association, those that believe that Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union, members of the American Border Patrol, American Patrol, members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition, members of the Christian Action Network, anyone that is opposed to the New World Order, anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing, anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21, anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps, anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscation, the militia movement, the sovereign citizen movement, those that don't think that they should have to pay taxes, anyone that complains about bias, anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia, anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies. Anyone that visits extremist websites and or blogs. Anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance. Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. Anyone that is personally connected with a grievance. Anyone that suddenly acquires weapons. Anyone that organizes a test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road and what his attitude is after everything is left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the President a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Okay, so you guys all ready for this? Because we're going to get to this in just a couple minutes. And I got to be honest with you today, friends, because I can usually bring it line upon line, precept upon precept. But there's an admixture going on with what we're talking about today. They're trying to use so many smoke screens to confuse the American people that they don't know what direction this is coming from. I'm just here to tell you it's coming from within. That's all you need to know. And it's coming from above. The bad guys, friends, are merely being used by the Lord to do the things that they're allowed to do today because the church fails to keep his commandments. Now, read Proverbs 7:2 when you get a moment. This is what was given as a quote on April 2nd in the halls of your Congress. I want you to listen carefully. Republican, the good guy, right? Congressman Keith Self, during a House hearing on censorship and public discourse, looked into the camera and quoted Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's minister of propaganda. Isn't it interesting how that just keeps coming around, friends? As if he were citing a respected authority on governance. It's the absolute right of the state, said he, to supervise the formation of public opinion. Now, you know what's really awesome about this is the Lord's already given us the heads up over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and he's been doing it since day one. But remember we were just talking about what Abraham Lincoln said? He said not too long ago, friends, and I'm talking about the quote that I have in front of me concerning the time that we've been a nation, which is about halfway, the halfway period, because we're too young is what I continuously say on the show, to die. Going back to what Abraham Lincoln said, he said, "Our government rests in public opinion. Whosoever can change public opinion," the mainstream media, put that up against Micah 6:16, "they can change the government practically just so much." I'll tell you who they can't change concerning public opinion: those that know the Word of God and those that know the Constitution. But isn't it interesting that this guy, Keith Self, in Texas, during a House hearing on censorship of you Americans, he quoted Joseph Goebbels, quoting him and citing him as a respected authority on governance. Let me say it again. He said, "It is the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion." He is absolutely incorrect. And what he just got done telling you, friends, is he does not know the difference and he does not know our system of government. We have the First Amendment for the very purposes of what we're dealing with right now. But let me go back to Mr. Self, and I want you to understand something. This wasn't an academic comparison. This wasn't a history lesson. It was a quote from the architect of the Nazi propaganda machine that was used in the halls of government in America just 9 days ago. He spoke it aloud by a sitting U.S. congressman in defense of state control over speech. Now, what do I suspect happened? I suspect that what he did, friends, is he blurted the truth out in his confusion. I mean, isn't it also the same Joseph Goebbels? Oh, by the way, if you look at the way he died, it wasn't good. But again, you reap what you sow. This is the guy that was promoting lies, and he reaped. He sown to the wind, and he reaped the whirlwind, friends. Galatians 6:7, and making reference to the book of Proverbs. But this is also the guy that said, repeat a lie often enough, and it becomes the truth. He also is responsible for saying the truth is the greatest enemy to the state. Is that what's at play today? Absolutely it is, in so many different ways. Now, I want you to see this, because here we go again, friends. I want you to just pay attention to the details. The devil's always found in the details, in making distinction in Revelation 3:9 between the Israel of God, the Jews of the Lord, right, and those that are of the synagogue of Satan. That's what Jesus told us in making distinction. I want you to see this. Trump taps, this is the Jerusalem Post, Trump taps Yehuda Kaplan as State Department anti-Semitism envoy. Why is he on? By the way, if you're looking at social media platforms right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, isn't it interesting they have something there called the Star of David, which does not biblically exist? It's premised on a myth. But isn't it interesting? This is what's going on across the country. This is why people are saying, what's going on with this guy? Donald Trump gets into office, and now all of a sudden it's always making Israel a great again, about protecting Israel. It's about everything is Israel and Netanyahu, Mayakovsky, and the list goes on. Well, folks, you need to pay attention, and you need to make distinction, because this is all aimed at freedom of speech in America. Donald Trump appoints this guy concerning anti-Semitism, and for the record, I cannot tell you one example of what I've seen outside of what happened under Adolf Hitler concerning the Jews. And you have to make distinction with that as well. But where they're coming up with this entourage or this onslaught of anti-Semitism, folks, the only reason that they're calling it anti-Semitism right now is because they're trying to protect Rothschild's Israel concerning the crimes that they're committing against the Palestinians. And it's not difficult to see. So what are they doing? They're aiming this at, in fact, at Christians. Now, remember, during this time, also remember that the said Congress proposed, the Zionists proposed, to basically remove from the New Testament any scripture that would be anti-Semitism, they say. In other words, remove the scriptures where the Jews of that particular time, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, were responsible for saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus, as they moved the people, the priest and the Herodians. John 19:15. Notice it's aimed at Christianity. It's always aimed at Christianity. And is anybody paying attention, speaking of which, concerning what they're trying to sell to the American people as being the Israel of God? Did you know that Israel's own, I want you to listen to this carefully, Israelis own 96% of the world's top gay porn sites? Did you know that? Oh, folks, and they want you to believe that they're the Israel of God. This is not the Israel of God. I've highlighted this point several times, but I think it's important, especially if this is the first time listening to it. What the mainstream media is trying to sell to the American people is Israel, modern day Israel, which Jacob Rothschild said that my family created modern day Israel in the place of Palestine. And it's all on a map, folks. It's all common sense. Just pull the curtain back and you'll see what I'm saying is true. But they're trying to say that they're the victims, when in fact, look at the crimes that they're permitting worldwide. Look what they're committing. And they want you to believe that this is the Israel of God. Really, people, that's insane. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Your congressmen are now quoting the Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, under Adolf Hitler in America. But you can't say that you haven't been given the heads up on the parallel that's been going on in this country and the one that took place in Adolf Hitler's time, because it's very strong. As a matter of fact, and I told you it was going to be kind of intertwining a little bit of everything, because that's kind of what's going on, and its purpose, because they want to confuse the American people, and it's confusion by design, just so you know. Okay, with that said, friends, go over to Daniel 9:7. Now I want you to listen to this, because most people don't know. Let's go back to Adolf Hitler, and then we're going to go back to some of the other things that are going on, but again, remember, it's all intertwined. Most people don't know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, it's important that you hear that, because what's happening, friends, is the mask is completely falling off this administration concerning what is taking place and who's behind the onslaught that's taking place, not just in America, but all over the country. All over the world. Forgive me. But Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, just like the Bushes are. And it was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Banna. He was a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews. Okay, the Jews of who? Make distinction, because even Adolf Hitler himself said, because the Jewish people during that time didn't make distinction between those that were of the synagogue of Satan and those that were not, he said, I didn't care. He just threw them all in. That's what he said, okay? He admired this Hassan al-Banna. He admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of a certain group of people, this ethnicity, and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. Now listen carefully, this is what's important. When Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported Alabama, a school teacher to grow Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East by 1938. And the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped over 200,000. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Adolf Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazis troops, and two specifically formed Muslim Waffen SS Handskar divisions, that's German for scimitar, the curved saber, you know, used by Muslim troops on the Ottoman Empire. But today, America has allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to advocate under president after president after president to be in a position of power to that which Adolf Hitler used concerning the Muslims. For example, when the Bush regime, their great-grandfather, Prescott Bush, father of the grandfather to U.S. presidents, he was in 1942, he was indicted funding Adolf Hitler's regime. And Adolf Hitler was attempting to establish a new world order through the Nazi German during that particular time, as it was known as the Third Reich. Now, you do know also, if you look at and just look at the correlation here and how it's all aligned, Isaiah 28, verse 18, and you can also put that up against Jeremiah 11, 9. But if you look at Klaus Schwab, I don't know if you're aware of this neither, but Donald Trump is talking about how great of a job he's doing through the World Economic Forum. Well, interestingly enough, he's calling for the Fourth Revolution. Guess who Klaus Schwab's dad was? He was a Nazi under Adolf Hitler. Folks, we're seeing this correlation. We're seeing this coming back over and over again, and they're using different names, smoke screens, different groups of people to be used to create domestic insurrection in this country. And if you just listen to the bad guys, friends, it's not like they're not telling you what's going on in this country. So let's go over to the Muslims really quick, and I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this clearly, because this is, in fact, what is going on in America today. Now, we're being told that there's this new president in town, and they're creating legislation to remove all the illegals that same federal government that is responsible for alluring them into this country. Now you're being told that the new president, he's going to go ahead and deport all of them. Well, wait a second. The objective here is to create domestic insurrection. Why? Because if they create enough domestic insurrection, the people will cry out for more government intervention. And if the government responds, you have to understand that that's what they were looking for in the first place. Not only is it the Hegelian dialect, two steps forward, one back, they got their foot in the door, but you have to understand that they're the ones creating the chaos so they can bring in a new order. Notice how it's always in the end of the day, friends, that at the end of the day, it's always aimed at the freedoms of the American people. What am I talking about? Well, let's go back to the ones that were illegally and treasonously allured into America. Notice that they were all men. No women, no children. Just all military age men. Who is busing all these illegals into America? The Department of Homeland Security that has labeled every one of you out there as domestic terrorists. I played that for the first 5 minutes of the show today. They have labeled you as domestic terrorists. All these unconstitutional federal agencies, friends, that are being armed, all 87 of them. Who are they being used against? You know, all those guys in those agencies that are saying they're just doing their job, but yet they don't approve of the politicians that are giving them unconstitutional orders to go ahead and batter ram some innocent person's house in. I mean, folks, it's just absolutely crazy, right? Case in point, the bad guys can't do what the bad guys do unless somebody's doing it for them. So don't sit there and tell me about how you're doing your job when you're not, because if you put your hand on the Bible swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution, then you stand against the bad guys, not against the innocent. Do your homework and use a little common sense, because on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, you're not going to stand there before the Lord and say you didn't know. No, you didn't know to take the time to know the difference. That's on you, not on the innocent. Okay? So I'm saying this, friends, for the very purpose that this is being zeroed in on you, as I just highlighted just a couple minutes ago, how Donald Trump just appointed an individual from Israeli who is a Zionist Jew, right? Not of the Jews of the Lord or the Israel of God, but the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9. Also read Romans 2:28. Read John 8:44. The Lord continuously drove the sword down, making distinction between what belonged to him and what didn't. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we have to do the same exact thing. But remember, he's appointed to attack Christians, because that's what this is all aimed at. And if you look at the Noahide laws, who's it all aimed at? The Goyim. Who is the Goyim? The Gentiles. That's you and me. But they're hiding behind the guise that they're the victims, when in fact, what are they doing? They're attacking. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this video for you, and then I'm going to come back with a quote from a rabbi so you can put this together. Friends, I'm just giving you the information as I have it across my desk right now, and I'm going to put it together the best way that I can, and you're going to have to form your own opinion as to what's going on and who's behind all of the chaos that's aimed at the American people today. Let's go back to the illegals, and I want you to listen carefully as to what's being reported here, friends, because, again, this is insane.
On this plane. Look at them. Look at these people being deported back to Venezuela.
Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Gang members, I suppose, chanting about Tren de Aragua. I see Venezuelan gang members, bad guys. But you know what? I don't see a woman, and I don't see a child. Do you? So AOC and Selena Gomez can cry their liberal crocodile tears somewhere else. This is what I voted for. This is what more than 77 million Americans voted for. Smiling, grinning invaders singing songs about a violent gang being deported back to their own country.
Okay, now just keep in mind this guy right here, outside of the fact that he's making a good point, he's brainwashed by the mainstream media. 77 million, 80 million people is what we were told voted in Joe Biden. No, he didn't. Folks, I got to reiterate this point because it's important for you to understand that they use the media, they promulgate lies, they disseminate lies on the people. They want you to believe the lies that they disseminate and that they create. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that they sold you that 80 million people voted in treasonous Joe. In fact, they didn't. As a matter of fact, they found that when Joe got into office, they had to use our family members, our grandpas, our dads, our brothers, our neighbors, our friends, to protect him from the 80 million people that allegedly voted him in. Now, if people would put two and two together, they would understand right then and there that the people didn't vote him in, but he used our people to defend him from the people that allegedly voted him in. That's what they wanted you to believe. And this guy right here apparently believes the nonsense. I mean, as if to suggest there's not massive voter fraud going on in the country and people are being incarcerated all day long for voter fraud, but somehow or another that's not applicable because the mainstream media they don't believe in isn't telling them the truth. That's why they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. But you know what's crazy about all that, friends? 11 million Twitter account followers were completely contrived out of thin air for Joe Biden. In other words, they didn't exist. Remember when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were going across the country on their presidential campaign? Do you remember how many people didn't show up? In some cases, nobody showed up. Did they show that to you? Absolutely not. Hey, folks, so what we're talking about right now, you need to know the difference.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What we're talking about right now, folks, is an admixture on purpose of what's going on in your country today. And I think it's important that you guys put it together, because I pay attention to this stuff and I dig deep. And I've seen this prophetically 5 years ago, folks, concerning the parallel. Folks, I've got so many documentaries that the Lord had me go through concerning Mao Zedong and Benito Mussolini and Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot and Idi Amin. The list goes on. And it was like he wanted me to understand what dictators do and how they operate. And what's interesting is people need to take the time to understand that they're always sold to the people as the savior of the nation. Okay? And they always put themselves up as some bigger-than-life military hero over and over again. Or what they'll do is they'll just make a golden calf out of him. Or they'll just call him King Trump or whatever the case might be. Folks, that's where we're at. The people need to understand they're loved, not hated, at least at first. Learn the lesson while you still have the time. Another question is, some people say, well, Bradley, how is it that there was 80 million people speaking of Germany?
How was it that 80 million people allowed Adolf Hitler to get to power? Well, keep in mind, when he got into power, less than 3% approved of him. They laughed at him. Until he got into power, he usurped that of Hindenburg. And then what did he do? He started to kill off his political opposition once he got into power. Okay? And then he started playing the victim with the use of Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister, who continuously stirred the people up with propaganda lies after propaganda lies. Oh, folks, we're beyond that. Believe me. We're way beyond that. There's no truth in these people at all. John 8:44. But also contemplate this, because we're seeing the same thing happening here in America. And yes, it's going to bleed over, because again, it's confusion by design. But you have to understand, the government now, instead of the church following Jesus Christ and learning the lessons that our forefathers taught us, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, three quarters of that documentation is the usurpations being committed against the colonists, less than 3% of the population, and 56 signers, and the Bad Boy Black Robe Regiment. And during that time, our forefathers taught us not to put our trust in the arm of the flesh, because the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17:5 that it brings a curse. Our forefathers, if they taught us one lesson, folks, that we should always stay focused on, the flags that were flying tell the story. No king but King Jesus were the flags, and appeal to heaven. They gave all honor, glory, and power to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what was the lesson that they were teaching us? Look at the Declaration of Independence. Don't put your trust in man. Don't follow man, because if you do, this is what you're going to end up dealing with. And so at the end of the day, what was the message that they gave to their descendants, us, their posterity, us? What was it? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And does Scripture teach that? Absolutely. Is that where things are at right now? No. They're following their favorite political puppet that's doing what he's told to do right now. They're following him as he creates something that does not exist with the name under God. That is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous business. But that's what they're doing. And they're going to reap it. And so are you if you keep following that lead. Folks, don't suggest to me that the people in this country didn't have more to choose from than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. No, there was 1,300 others that were completely censored. And that's what we need to talk about in just a moment. But let me make this point. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know how the church today praises Dietrich Bonhoeffer for standing up against Adolf Hitler? You know that German pastor, the theologian, the martyr, the spy, right? He was asked in 1943 how it was possible for the church to sit back and let Adolf Hitler seize absolute power over the people. He was asked the question in 1943 how it was possible for the church to sit back and let Hitler seize absolute power. America, look around. Look around. They're following symbolism, mysticism, tyranny, dictatorship. Everything that is not us is what the church in America, for the most part, is propping up. And I'm not talking about the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about man-made church, because that's exactly what they're doing. It's the flesh that's leading the flesh, and the flesh is following the flesh and the leading of the flesh, which brings a curse. Okay? You know what Dietrich Bonhoeffer's answer was to the people that asked him, how was it possible for the church to get behind Adolf Hitler? Because you do understand that Adolf Hitler's the one that garnered the support of the church, right? And it was the church of the day that supported him. You guys do understand they were the ones that ushered in Adolf Hitler. You guys all understand that. I just want to make clear, right? Did you know that he said it was the teaching of cheap grace? Cheap grace, he said, is the preaching of forgiveness without repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ. Isn't that what's going on today? Yeah, look at the people that are being appointed as the church hierarchy in America. I don't need to go through all of this, but people, you do need to understand what's going on. Now, let me go ahead and add this mixture, because you do need to see for what it is saying here and what history teaches us. Do you guys remember this guy? He's in hell now too as well. Exactly where he belongs. Albert Pike, he's also the guy that said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. He was what the modern-day Masons would call an occultist, because that's what they are. Not the forefathers. There's a big distinction there. We do a whole show on there. I have a whole documentary on that. Our forefathers were not what you know the Masons to be today. It doesn't even define out to be the same thing, friends. But let's go back to what Albert Pike said. He said, we control Islam and we'll use it to destroy the West. Okay? You listening? Just want to make sure. Okay? That's what he said. Okay? Isn't it also interesting that the quote from Rabbi, and I'm going to give you his name here. I want you to listen to this carefully, because it's important that you understand why Donald Trump is surrounding himself with these people, these Zionists. Rabbi David Toitu, okay? Got to get up on my Israeli speech here. Forgive me. Listen to what he said. Listen carefully, friends. This is what they're selling to you as God's chosen people and the Israel of God, which it is not. The Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. I'm going to say it again. The Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. This is from the Talmud. Okay? But this is what he's making reference to, and this is what he feeds on, the Book of Pharisees. He said, so I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe? Folks, Europe's gone almost. You guys all are aware of this, right? You got to listen to the details here. Is it good news, he asked, this rabbi asked, that Islam invaded Europe? He said, it is excellent news. Listen carefully to who's behind Islam. Islam is the broom of Israel. Did you all get that? Are you guys seeing the correlation? Here, let me go over, and again, I want you to see it directly from these countries. Let's go to Ireland. How about that one? We went to every other country, and you see that many of them are on the verge of completely being lost. But let's go over to Ireland right now and see if it's not true. Europe first, then America. As you're being diverted and distracted by the mainstream media looking at all those countries in Europe and those small Middle Eastern countries, I'm sorry, these smaller countries all across Europe that are being destroyed systematically by the invasion of Muslims, let's go over and talk about what's going on in Ireland, because, friends, you got to remember something. That's happening here in America, too. Tim Walz, the pedophile, the governor, that was not voted in by the people. Keith Ellison, the attorney general, the state hates his guts. Both of them, they hate their guts. They weren't voted in by the people, right? They want 200 to 300% more Muslims in America. Why? Why do you have 35 jihadi camps in America right now? Are you paying attention? And put that up against Deuteronomy 28:43. But let's go to Ireland. Listen carefully so you can see for yourself and hear for yourself as to what's going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to weigh in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704.
For people who don't know what's going on in Ireland, just exactly what is happening?
Ireland has gone to the dogs. It's just not our country anymore. It's horrible. You don't feel safe walking the streets. I certainly don't, and I was born and reared in Dublin. I wouldn't feel safe. I don't like my children going out. I don't like my grandchildren going out. But it's not safe. It's just, it's gone to the dogs. It really is.
And how has it gone to the dogs?
Because he let too much immigrants in, and not the right ones, and fettered ones. There's not the right ones. What's down here is not. There's nothing.
Isn't that what's going on in America? What's been going on in America?
Yeah. They're just getting money, money, money. That's all.
What do the immigrants get here?
Oh, they get plenty. They get... Now, one man, a Romanian man, buys off me, and he told me that in their country, they get paid for one child, children's allowance. They get paid for as many as they have here, 10. They're coming from England over here now, coming from the north, down there, over here, because get more money. You get plenty. They get well looked after. I pay me taxes. I'm paying for these people to be here, and they're flaunting it in front of me every day. Just standing around doing nothing, drinking and fighting.
Yeah, if they're not grooming, or if they're not gang raping or murdering innocent people in the countries that they go into. But again, what did the rabbi say? Who has the broom, folks? Who has the broom? Who's being sold to the American people? as God's chosen? Folks, if you don't learn this lesson, you're going to get it. That's just where we're at. I mean, we're already getting it. What is it that you don't see? Oh, but wait a second. The new administration said they're going to go ahead and deport all of these illegals. Oh, really? Who's it all aimed at? I'm going to get to that on the other side as well. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
Ugh.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, guys. I did not throw the number out there at the beginning of the show because I am just inundated with all of this information, and it's all coming at you at the same time. Okay? I just want you to know that. Am I confused about what I'm talking about? Absolutely not. I'm just telling you it's all aimed at you. I'm telling you it's aimed at the American people, Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. That's what this is all aimed at. Just ask them. Just ask them. Ask them what's going on, folks. Pay attention to what's going on. This morning, I had talked to a friend from Rutherford Institute. And I stay up with law teams just to make sure I'm on par and acute with what discerning of spirits brings so we don't serve dumb idols, 1 Corinthians 12:1. And what I did is I called and I said, hey, it's time to get John up on the show. I said, so what's on the forefront with you guys right now? And this is what was told to me by a law team, a national law team. Bradley, right now, we're very concerned about what's going on and how they're selling this deportation to the American people while this administration is simultaneously trying to garner power to aim at the American people simultaneously, as I said. But keep in mind, that's what it was always aimed at. I remember telling the people 2 years ago, there is a swell coming in from the southern border. I've already taken the time to show you just today people's observance concerning those that are allegedly being deported. And I also want you to pay attention to the fact that the illegals are the ones that the American people are looking at, and yet this current administration isn't zeroing in on those that committed the act of treason by bringing them into this country. It's aimed at the illegals, or so you think it is. It's aimed at you. I'm giving you information. I'm conveying information to you right now, and this is exactly why I told you that when this all comes full circle, they're going to tell you they're going to deport the illegals, but is it aimed at the illegals? And if it was true, then why are they still building all these apartment buildings and these condos? Why does the Bible tell us under judgment we're going to be dispossessed and they're going to be made the head and we're going to be made the tail? Because that's exactly what's going on. So in spite of man's feeble efforts, until Americans repent for their sin, this is going to keep going down the same road. And the only savior you have, friends, I'm going to go back to what our forefathers told you, is no king but King Jesus. Why? Because there's no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. We have law teams telling us right now that they're really concerned about what's going on concerning this administration, wanting to use the same power against Americans that they're claiming to you that they want to use against the illegals. Who enticed them to come into America? I am so tired of people acting like they don't, that this whole system between the right and left actually constitutionally exists. And that's all I do is say, hey, prove it. 281-845-4704. It doesn't exist. But as long as you think it exists, then you got a good guy in office. Right? And then next time it's going to be a bad guy. But isn't it interesting, no matter who's in office, it keeps going the same direction, doesn't it? And they keep doing the same things that their predecessors did when they get into office. They'll tell you the opposite, but again, if you pay attention to the fruit, you're going to see that their fruit doesn't fall too far from their tree. Look at this. Joseph Goebbels again. Propaganda works best when those who are manipulated or being manipulated are confident that they're acting on their own free will. That's what's scary. I'm seeing some of this right now on social media platforms. Folks, you want to talk about to the extent of how brainwashed people are? There are people that still believe the media. There's 6% of you out there, but you just fell into that category. You people are scary. No matter how many times you're lied to, some reason or another, they're telling you the truth this time. The devil wants you to know he's telling you the truth this time. Nope. You guys were all sold. Speaking of which, same point, covering a plethora of topics, but just showing you as I'm removing the mask from all of that which confuses you as to who's behind it, who's holding the broom. I didn't say it. The rabbi said it. Who's using these people as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignties? Who's behind all of it? Folks, it's right in front of you. Hey, honey, where's my glasses? Hanging on your nose, dear. Right in front of you. Pretty crazy how people choose to ignore the truth. It really is, to their own demise, because that's what it brings about. This lady right here, her name is Amy Coney Barrett. She was sold to you as a conservative. You remember this? And let me ask you, which one hasn't done what I'm about ready to show you? This is the cycle. It's like the people are caught up on circular reasoning. It's like a dog chasing its tail. They love to go around the mountain over and over and over again because they don't listen to anybody. Except the media that they don't believe in. MAGA as it's called, rages at Amy Coney Barrett after she turns against Donald Trump, as if to suggest Donald Trump is the law or he's the lawgiver. He is not. He works for the people as it's as their representative, period. Trump nothing. This isn't Trump's America. No more, it's Biden's America. This is the Lord's America, and we're about ready to lose it if the church doesn't wake up and repent and get busy doing the right things and righting the wrongs, Isaiah 58, verse 12. But look at this. This is what's being sold to you now, and all by design, just like I told you it would, right? They're going to lure them in, and then one of the judges, corrupt judges, who are protecting the establishment, because people don't pay attention to that neither. If you're involved in any kind of a lawsuit, I'm trying to figure out if I've ever talked to anybody where they have not told me that the said judges are protecting the people that they're going after. That's right. And yet all of you complain about the establishment, but you let it reign supreme. Why? Because you allow corruption to remain. Amy Coney Barrett said, it's being reported on her, that she's turned against Donald Trump. The right is blanked at the conservative Supreme Court justice for ruling against Trump's recent deportations. What are they doing, folks? Just like I've told you a million times, they're playing off of each other. Who loses? The American people do. How many times have I told you they're not going to deport all of these? They'll use some of them. They'll highlight it for their political op. They'll try to convince you that they're getting rid of all of these drug dealers that the preceding administration allured in and drove into the drug cartels. Americans did nothing when they found out that information. The president of the said United States of America working with Mexico's drug cartel to drive them into the streets of America. And here your governors and your mayors are offering them incentives, driver's license, homes, child support, welfare. Oh, the list goes on. Free health care. Folks, you're being upended. You really are. And who's helping them do it? Oh, the said Supreme Court, did you know that it's a judge's job to discover the law and apply it? I didn't know that they were supposed to legislate from the bench. And furthermore, isn't it also interesting that we're talking about how Amy Coney Barrett went after Donald Trump? What's that about? Just to confuse you all the more. How come Donald Trump, along with the Supreme Court and the three branches of government, in federal government, who's a tail, by the way, that wags the dog now rather than the other way around, why is it that they're not rounding up all the governors and the mayors that committed the act of treason by alluring them in first and foremost? Because they want to get your eyes off the ball. Everybody, as I've said 1,000 times, is guilty except the guilty. This is all distraction. This is all smoke and mirrors. That's all it is. This is what was reported in a sane reality. President Trump's deportation of immigrants based on an 18th century law with no right to due process would be swiftly remedied by the courts. Hey, folks, they never had a right to come in the first place. Do you understand? I got to play this for you. We got 1 minute left. I want you to listen carefully. This is Keith Self quoting Joseph Goebbels. Listen carefully, folks.
And I'll yield back a little bit of my time. A direct quote from Joseph Goebbels. It is the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion, and I think that may be what we're discussing here, and yield back.
Gentleman yields back. With that, the representative from Texas,
listen.
Ms. Johnson, is recognized.
Listen carefully in ending.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. I want to respond to what my colleague from Texas just said. When you're quoting Joseph Goebbels about state, the role of state in public debate, we have a big problem. Isn't that right, Mr. Chairman? That's alarming as hell to me when that becomes the gold standard of Hitler and
this just happened April 2nd
in Russia, and in German atrocities during World War II, when that becomes the quote of this hearing.
Okay, I want to go back, and I want you to hear this again, because now we're off the radio, and I want you to listen carefully exactly as to what was said there, because, again, it's important that you do understand what is going on here, because we're talking about your said representatives, friends, your said representatives making reference to a propagandist named Joseph Goebbels. I was making the point earlier during the show, friends, that Joseph Goebbels, his family, he ended up suiciding his whole family and all of his daughters. And I don't know if people are aware of that, but again, that's what you get when you sow against the living God. He's not going to be mocked. He's going to get the last word in. Let me play this for you so you can hear it without the ending segment for the radio show, because I wanted to get this in here so you can share it with others. This happened April 2nd of this month. We have Keith Self making reference to Joseph Goebbels. And what are they talking about? How the government's trying to noose free speech in this country. And who is Donald Trump using? He's using Israel as the excuse. And what's it aimed at? The Christians. Just ask him. Listen to this carefully.
A direct quote from Joseph Goebbels. It is the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion. And I think that may be what we're discussing here. And yield back.
Gentleman yields back. With that, the representative from Texas, Ms. Johnson, is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. I want to respond to what
I don't know. It's funny about it,
but just said when you're quoting Joseph Goebbels about state, the role of state in the public debate, we have a big problem. Isn't that right, Ms. Jacobs? I mean, that's alarming as hell to me when that becomes the gold standard of Hitler and all that was going on in Russia, I mean, in German atrocities during World War II, when that becomes the quote of this hearing.
Okay, so that's what in fact happened, friends. So you have your set representatives, I'm very grateful to the Lord and the Holy Ghost for continuously keeping us on the edge of this. But it's one of those things that we keep seeing surface, is the parallel between what's going on concerning these administrations. We really seen it in a big way behind George Bush Sr. And ever since then, it's been the same narrative. And it's getting stronger and more blatant as the days go forward. And now they're making quotes to these propaganda ministers under Adolf Hitler on the floors of Congress. And I want you to also pay close attention to the fact that they're talking about how the state controls the narrative. What do you think they're trying to do, folks? They're trying to make sure that you talk about what they say you can talk about, and they want to make sure you don't talk about what they say you can't talk about. That violates everything that we are as a people. But again, nobody can blame anybody but the American people that are passive, intolerant, and apathetic when it comes to what's going on in the halls of government. You know, many of these people, friends, have so sold out the American people. I bet they are astonished when they sit back and they see how people still let them do the things that they do. Because the bottom line is they don't have a right to do it, because God never gave them that right. And they never received that power or authority from us through delegation to attack us. Neither did they. But as they say, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. We'll talk to you in 23, 1-3 tomorrow. And then, folks, also wanted to let you know that what we're going to be talking about at church is this. What is the cost of being chosen by God? What is the fruit of that process? We're going to be talking about that, because I want to make sure that people that are anointed of God understand that much of what they're going through is absolutely normal. Well, the world says that there's something wrong. The Lord is saying, no, this is what I do with my anointed. This is what I do with my chosen when I consecrate them for my glory and for my purposes. That's Sunday at 9 a.m. That's what we're going to be talking about then and there. But before that, again, I'll talk to you at 1-3 tomorrow, Central Standard Time. We'll be on live radio as well across the country. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.